97.3, fourth one.
Arlene's a little bit hungover this morning. After the Radio 4th Awards yesterday, it was a great day. Hope you enjoyed it if you came along yesterday. And I met a girl called Jenna yesterday who sneaked in. And rather than be angry, I was actually quite impressed. I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than getting sneaking in and getting away with it.
Oh, I know. It's brilliant. But did you not spend the whole time looking over your shoulder?
A little bit. So have you ever sneaked in anywhere? Let's go to the phones. Fourth one, hi.
Hi there, Boogie. Stuart here. I'm phoning about the sneaking in story.
Yeah, what are you saying, Stuart?
Yeah, what it is, living in St Andrews, and when the Open Golf came to St Andrews one year when I was younger, I thought I'd sneak in by walking out the West Sands, cutting across another golf course and in.
Yes.
And my sister was supposed to be meeting me in there, and I thought, she's quite lazy and, you know, quite smart. And I met her in there. I said, how did you get in? She was coming back from Dundee, hitchhiked, got in a BBC van and got driven straight in.
So, that is hilarious.
And but the trick is, once you're in there, you walk around and you wait for people to drop their sticky on badges.
Yes.
And then stick one on, and then you're legal.
That's right. Wow, you've thought about this too much.
Yeah, you have a little bit. That's really.
Yeah, well.
No wonder profits at the Open Championship are going through the floor. People like you, no pain to get in.
I think they could cope.
Thanks for phoning. Good story.
No problem.
See you. Have a great Friday. Hi, Boogie and Arlene. It's from Sandra. She said, I managed to sneak into the ballroom in Dunfermline. I think it was called Night Magic back then.
Night Magic.
What a brilliant name for a club that is. Cheryl managed to sneak into a New Kids on the Block concert at the Playhouse once.
Uh-huh.
But this
impressive.
Is my one of my favourite texts so far is from Fiona. She says, not quite creeping in, or not sneaking in. It's more of a creeping in story.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a funeral. And you don't really sneak into funerals, do you?
No.
But my old boss crept into the funeral at the back because she was late. She went to the wrong one. It turns out that everybody at the funeral that she was at thought she was the dead man's mistress.
Oh, God, baby. They're all looking back at this woman.
How do you explain that? Are you his mistress? No, I'm just in the wrong place. We've got some sneaky listeners, don't we, Arlene?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Susie, for example. I regularly sneak in to see a second film once my film is finished.
See, that's wrong.
That is wrong.
That's terrible.
It's tempting.
I often wonder, do you know, I often wonder when you come out the cinema, you know how you go to these multiplexes, they've got like 12 screens or whatever. I often wonder how they stop people coming out of screen one and then going into screen four or something.
Well, there's always, you know, people manning the doors when the film's about to start.
Yeah, but
once it's started, they have to go and do other things.
Don't do that.
No,
it's terrible.
It's Susie. This is worse. There's no name on it. I used the same ticket for 5 years to the Ross Bandstand for the festival fireworks.
No!
That is awful.
So they've got one ticket. And they just use it this year after year after year.
I don't
year.
Know if it's still using it. Maybe they've changed the ticket system now, but yeah, five years.
No, you see, you need to change the tickets,
don't you?
You need to change the tickets, otherwise people will turn up with the same ticket from last year.
We are a devious bunch.
Because, I mean, to be honest, when people are looking at the ticket, they look at it and say, oh yeah, there you go, Ross Bandstand, right, in you go.
Yeah, and if you strategically place your thumb over the date...
You've thought about this a little bit too much, haven't you, Arlene? But you're absolutely right. Don't do that either. It's terrible and we don't condone it at all.
Boogie in the Morning. Back Monday morning from 6. 97.3.4.